actually. Austin.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. The Cincinnati Pops Orchestra and its conductor Eric Kunzler there taking us through the Maypole Dances of the Sweet Mary Mount, music written by Howard Hanson, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. Classical music continues now on a Thursday afternoon. We'll be paid a visit later by the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet in this noon hour with some music from one Thomas Morley. The Los Angeles Guitar Quartet will bring the sound of the Renaissance with an old-fashioned masque. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra as well will listen to Claude Debussy's Spanish suite, Iberia, from the Images for Orchestra. That's all a part of this noon hour here on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you could join me. We continue with the Royal Scottish Orchestra to hear music from another American composer, the great Samuel Barber, and something that he wrote in the 1940s, music that expressed a little bit of nostalgia for a pre-war time. This is named after a house that he used to own with fellow composer Giancarlo Menotti in Mount Kisco, New York, that was called the Capricorn House. The Royal Scottish Orchestra brings us the Capricorn Concerto next on KPR. A concerto written in the 1940s by Samuel Barber and named for a house in New York that he used to own jointly with fellow composer Giancarlo Menotti, the Capricorn Concerto, performed by the Royal Scottish Orchestra with conductor Marin Alsop on Kansas Public Radio. It's a minute before 12:30, and stay with us for the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, along in about 10 minutes for Claude Debussy's Iberia from his Images for Orchestra. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu. As we've all heard by now, there's some potentially dicey weather in store for us here in northeast Kansas. Right now, it's 52 degrees on the KU campus. Today's high around 64. The trouble's really going to start tonight, it looks like. We'll have lows in the mid-50s, but an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms possible as well. That's expected to start very late tonight, especially in the overnight hours. And tomorrow's going to be a stormy day indeed, with showers and possibly thunderstorms for tomorrow morning with a high of 70. And for Friday afternoon and Friday evening, 90% chance of showers and possibly severe storms. Next on KPR is some early music, 1500s early, as a matter of fact. We've got something for you now by one Thomas Morley, an English composer born in 1557, the son of a brewer, but who would go on to become one of the foremost members of the English Madrigal School, living in London at the same time as Shakespeare. The Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, brings us now the sound of the Renaissance, with a suite of four dances by Thomas Morley in the form of My Lord Oxenford's Masque. Next on KPR. The Sound of the Renaissance, with help from music of composer Thomas Morley of the 16th century. A suite of dances called My Lord Oxenford's Masque with the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got about 20 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. This Old House Radio Hour, inspired by the popular Home Improvement show on PBS, is now on KPR on the weekends. Whether you're tackling a DIY project, renovating your home, or you don't know one end of the hammer from the other, The show's got something for you. This Old House Radio Hour here at Sunday morning at 10 on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware and East Lawrence. Servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. We have for you next the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and French music. In the 19th and early 20th century, there was always a great appetite in French musical circles for music of a Spanish character. And in 1905, Claude Debussy didn't disappoint with the second of three pieces that made up his Images for Orchestra, music that captures the scintillating light and intoxicating spell of Andalusian nights. We'll hear Iberia from Images for Orchestra next on Kansas Public Radio. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and Iberia, Claude Debussy's Spanish Suite from his Images for Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. We've got more classical music in store for you in the next hour, a beautiful spring idyll from Delius, that plus Mozart and his Prague Symphony. That and more still to come on KPR.
There's a new twist.
All things considered, today from 3 to 7, at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
The S&P's down 1.2%. The NASDAQ is also down more than 1%. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Their flutist Mark Grovels and the Belgian Radio and TV Symphony Orchestra under conductor André Vandermoot, and music by Gabriel Fauré, a tune you might recognize from the suite Pelléas et Mélisande, his famous Sicilienne, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, back with more classical music for a Thursday afternoon. It's good to have you along. I'm looking forward to the Columbia Symphony Orchestra and their rendition of Mozart and his Prague Symphony. That would be the 38th that he wrote, and we've got that for you later. Not to mention the Black Oak Ensemble, the marvelous French string trio, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. Onward with the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Sir Andrew Davis here, in this offering from Frederick Delius, anticipating the coming of the next season. We'll listen to The Spring Idyll next on KPR. A Spring Idyll for Orchestra, written by Frederick Delius, performed by the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Davis, here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up now on 120, still to come, is the Columbia Symphony Orchestra and a Mozart Symphony, the Prague Symphony, the 38th, written by Mozart, in just over 10 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. On the KU campus, 53 degrees right now, warming up to about 66 with partly sunny skies. Some dicey, potentially severe weather is going to be on the way. Tonight, we'll have a low of 56 and Late tonight, especially in the overnight hours, we'll have a greater chance of showers and possibly thunderstorms overnight. 90% chance of rain for this evening. There's an excellent chance of showers and possibly thunderstorms for tomorrow morning. Friday's high around 72, and by Friday afternoon and Friday evening, we're expecting a major round of potentially severe weather. 90% chance of showers, potentially strong winds, hail. We'll keep you up to date on all the major severe weather threats here on Kansas Public Radio. We have up next the Black Oak Ensemble for French chamber music, a string trio in C by composer Jean Francais on KPR. String Trio in C Major by French composer Jean Francais, performed by the Black Oak Ensemble here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:34 now, and at the top of the hour, NPR News with more classical music until 3 p.m. Do you know who makes KPR's live studio performances, coverage of the Kansas State House, and NPR News possible? You do. The great music and in-depth news that you hear every day on KPR happens because of your financial contributions. Keep these great programs going by doing your part. Head over to kansaspublicradio.org and become a member today. Thank you for your support of KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvlks.org. Time now to bring you the Columbia Symphony, with a symphony written by Mozart. You know, for as great as Mozart was in his lifetime, the poor fellow was always short on money and always short on prospects. His great ambition was to establish himself successfully in the city of Vienna, but it seems like his popularity was everywhere but that city. They loved his music in France, they loved it in Italy, and they especially loved it in Prague, and that was certainly the case in 1787, when Mozart premiered a new symphony on his first visit to that city. It was the 38th that he wrote, and ever since, it's been known as the Prague Symphony. Symphony number 38, with the Columbia Symphony led by Bruno Walter, next on KPR. They call that one the Prague Symphony, the 38th symphony by Mozart from 1787. And a performance by the Columbia Symphony, conducted by Bruno Walter, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's almost 2 o'clock, and stay tuned for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us, among other things, Jupiter from the Planets by Gustav Holst, still to come.
At Morning Edition.
Morning Edition, every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges to the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvlks.org.
Live from NPR News, Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Philharmonia Virtuosi of New York, conductor Richard Kapp, and a short piece by Beethoven, the Turkish March from the Ruins of Athens on Kansas Public Radio. Jeb Watson here, and glad to be back with you for a bit more classical music for a Thursday afternoon. We have the Da Vinci Quartet set to join us later with American composer Arthur Foote's Piano Quintet, as well as the London Philharmonic and the stunningly beautiful Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis by Ray Vaughan Williams a bit later down the line here on KPR. Feel like things are very much in the need for some positivity right now. We've got the London Symphony and Jeffrey Seidman ready next with music from The Planets by Gustav Holst. We'll bring you Jupiter, the bringer of jollity, here on KPR. Jupiter, the bringer of jollity, from The Planets by Gustav Holst. Jeffrey Simon and the London Symphony Orchestra bringing us the performance here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:15 now, and the London Philharmonic with us in the second half of the hour for the Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis. Some unforgettable music by Rayfon Williams still to come for your Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, 55 degrees. It should warm up to about the mid-60s. Ultimately, and by tonight, temperatures back down to the mid-50s. Also tonight, we begin to see some major, potentially severe weather start to come through the area. There's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Very late tonight, expected mainly overnight. A 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's high should be around 70. The best chance for severe weather looks to be late Friday afternoon into Friday evening. That's when we have a 90% chance of showers. That could also produce some very heavy rain, some strong winds, hail, and we can't rule out the possibility of tornadoes during that time. We have some American chamber music for you next on KPR with the Da Vinci Quartet and guests, and music from 19th century Boston area composer Arthur Foote, his piano quintet in A minor, here on KPR. The Da Vinci Quartet and Friends, and music by American composer Arthur Foote, his piano quintet in A minor here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:40, about 20 minutes until 3 p.m., and all things considered from NPR News. Later on this evening, we've got Classics Live for you at 7 p.m., and then tonight from 8 to 9, Kay McIntyre is going to be your host for an hour of the classics here on Kansas Public Radio. Over the weekend, we've got This Old House, which has been America's most trusted source for home improvement for more than 40 years, and now that same experience is on KPR on Sunday with This Old House Radio Hour, a weekly deep dive into the art of home building. Our experts are here to answer your home improvement questions. This Old House Radio Hour is Sunday morning at 10 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. You know, public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by supporting Kansas Public Radio. Learn how over at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. And we're ready now for our final performance for the hour. It's brought to us by the London Philharmonic, conducted by Adrian Bolt. And it's music by Rayfon Williams and a work of great solemn beauty, which is based on an old English hymnal of the 16th century. We'll hear next the Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis on KPR. One of the most beautiful things ever written by composer Rayfon Williams, at least in my opinion, the Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis, played by the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Adrian Bolt, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m. now, and that about closes the books on another afternoon of classical music. I do hope you enjoyed your time here. I'm Jeff Watson, and I'll have more music for you from noon to 3 tomorrow. Stay with us next for All Things Considered. Tonight at 7 p.m., You can catch Classics Live, followed by Classical Music with Kay McIntyre. She'll be your host tonight from 8 to 9. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for all things considered on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.